You are listening to Artbeat on RTRFM, and it is Peer Support Awareness Week, which means it's a really great time to have a chat with some of the support groups in the community. Peer support is all about people who have a lived experience and want to share that experience with other people, kind of share advice and ways of doing things that have worked for them and support each other when it comes to getting through this life together. I have Tanya Langford from the Heartspace Women's Health Hub and Ninda Kaur, who is from the Seek Women Alliance Network, here to share with us some of the things they do in their Connect groups. Welcome.
Hello there.
Hi.
So, Tanya, tell me about the Heartspace Women's Health Hub.
Yeah, sure. We're actually a support group and we meet every Wednesday. And so I have a team of about 12 women who I used to have in my team when I had a women's centre going in Pinjarra. We had it going for 3 years and we had to close it at the end of last year due to lack of funding. So I said to the ladies, and I'm talking art therapist, kinesiology, massage ladies, yoga teacher, because we're all about getting women together and providing holistic self-care activities. So I said to them, why don't we find a space? And we found the Pinjarra Community Garden that has a lovely function area. And let's all get together and do one day a week where we come together and we let women in the community know that we're here. So that's what happened at the beginning of this year, and we got started. So basically, we've created a space for women to come and get the connections and do these lovely activities. And we just have a program, like we always start off with a welcome circle for new ladies to come in, we will introduce, and then we break up and do either a yoga session or a qigong or tai chi. And then we have an art therapy group. I have a therapy room happening where women can get a 30-minute session of either Reiki or kinesiology for just $5. And then we have a shared plate lunch. Everyone brings something, or if they don't bring anything, it doesn't really matter because we've always got so much. And we have a lovely round table lunch, all the ladies together. And then after lunch, we have either a drumming circle or we have a lady that does the crystal bowl sound healing. So, you know, all these activities is just a gold coin. And our mission with creating Heartspace was really creating a space for women to come together and knowing how much isolation there is, and especially women who've been impacted by any form of family breakup, single mums or older women, because our age range goes from like 18 up to, you know, 75. There is no age limit. But we know there's a lot of loneliness and there's a lot of isolation, especially around issues of family dysfunction, family violence. And not only that, you know, it's this aspect of self-care and affordable self-care, because for many who are on pensions or low-income families, they can't access these types of things. So it's just done amazing. We started off the first couple of weeks with just one or two ladies coming, and then within a few weeks we had about 30 women here, and women coming from as far away as Perth who had heard about it. So I've just got these lovely, dedicated women that give their time up, and we're all about creating this space. So the peer support aspect is the women in my team have all got lived experience of being through some kind of family dysfunction or family violence. So it's not saying that we're here just for that, but it's just this aspect that we're all women who've had challenges in our life. We've all got our training behind us. We come from a professional space, but we're here just down to earth, providing compassion, providing care for any woman. And the feedback we get from the women is just how amazing it is. So that's us.
Tanya, thank you so much. It sounds like an amazing session that you're running down in Pinjarra. I also have Ninda Kaur here with me talking about the Seek Women's Alliance Network. Ninda, what does it mean to be a Seek woman in Perth?
Yeah. Sikhs are originally from North India, from the state of Punjab, and we've got quite a big Sikh community here. Strange that you might ask what it is like to be a Sikh woman in Australia. We actually do have a network event coming up on the 20th of November, and that's exactly what it is called. We're bringing together a group of women to discuss what so we are all mainly foreigners. We've all come here as immigrants, and so bringing up it's a chat show setup where women are coming together. We're asking them where they're from, what were their dreams, what did they think Australia was offering them before they came here, and what was their real life experience, and what we can do to learn from their experience, and what can we do to assist women who are coming to Australia in future. That's basically that event. And I'm glad to hear what Heartspace is doing. We're very simplistically on the same platform. So our vision is to actually inspire, connect our women so that we can deliver for our community. We've taken a holistic approach. Our women, we believe our women are the fabric that holds the community together. If we build the capacity of our women, they will be able to support their partners, children, parents, families, friends. So that's the holistic approach we've taken. We've got funded by the City of Canning to establish the support network. This is the first of its kind in WA. So we are on a journey of learning. We are a group of 16 women that have come together. We are the founding members of the network. We officially launched our network on the 1st of October. We had 124 people attended.
Amazing.
That's right. It's really, it's overwhelmingly positive, the feedback that we've got from our community. We had our first session, network session on the 15th of October. It was in line with the mental health month, and the topic was mental health awareness. We had 23 women attend the support group, and the feedback was very positive, out of which we had 5 women actually approach for further support. From that, the percentage of women who attended and 5 is a high percent of women who actually have stepped forward and said, I need to talk more about this. For us, that is a success factor. For the Sikh community, from my perspective, I find that this is a very new concept to our people. People from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds do have a lot of barriers as well. We have cultural barriers. So whatever we talk, they're not barriers. That's what we've actually grown up with. So for us to be able to support our community, we need to consider and keep that in mind at all times. So our support will be very culturally appropriate for our people.
And how can people who may be interested in coming along to some of these sessions find out more?
Yeah, so we've got a Facebook page, and that's coming under Khalsa Club. The WA Swan Network is actually an initiative of Khalsa Club of WA, which was incorporated in 1987. So people are interested on the Facebook. We've got the Khalsa Club Facebook, or they could easily call me on 0411-960-593.
Amazing. Linda, thank you so much for making the time to talk to us today. Tanya, thank you so much as well. So many great initiatives happening in our community.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Yeah, you're welcome.